Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast today. We are sharing with you on the important subject of how to bring forth fruit in your life. We've seen that Jesus is the true vine, and He's the Word working in you. Our Heavenly Father is the husbandman. He's the one who's the keeper of the vine, and He's purging everything that is not of Him out of our life. As the Word comes into us, it produces fruit. As the Word continues to work, it cleanses us, and it takes away all that is not fruit-bearing in our life. And we are the branches. We have to be grafted into the vine, and as we abide in Him and the Word's abide in us, we're going to bring forth fruit. Remember, you can't do it by yourself. And we glorify the Father as we bear much fruit. That shows that we're true disciples. And as you bring forth fruit, your fruit should remain in order to glorify the Lord. Your fruit is better than gold, and God is at work to bring forth fruit. It's through the righteousness of God at work in you. You're made righteous, and now you have to walk in line with God's ways, the ways of righteousness. Remember, if you walk in the ways of sin, that brings unrighteousness, and there is no fruit in unrighteousness. It is in righteousness. The righteous flourish like the palm tree, praise God. And you and I are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and He's bringing forth fruit in you through the Word in you. As you're in the Word, as you delight in the Word, as you're meditating in it day and night, then that Word is bringing forth fruit. You're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and it's going to bring forth fruit in due season. Your leaf shall not wither. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. Remember, the Word is the seed planted in you as you hear it, and it conceives in you as you receive it, and you believe it, and take hold of it, and apply it in your life. As you continue to walk in it, abiding in it, caring and protecting that seed within you so the devil can't take it out, then it's going to bring forth fruit in due season. The harvest will come forth. As you sow, surely you're going to reap, praise God. Now, of course, in order to bring forth fruit, we've got to be in the Word. We got to be doing what the Word of God says. If we will, God will have respect to us. He will make us fruitful through the Word in us. He'll multiply us. He'll set up His tabernacle among us. He'll walk among us and be our God, and we will be His people because He's brought you forth out of the world, and you're not to be in bondage. He breaks the yokes of bondage in your life, and He brings forth fruit of the Word in you as you hearken diligently unto it. It is very important that you make the decision, I'm going to do the Word of God consistently. That's the only way you're going to produce fruit in your life. We also talked about the fact that we need to take authority over the enemy as we ride on the high places of the earth. Then we're going to see the increase of the fields, and we're going to partake of it. This is because you take authority over the enemy. Exodus 23:30, little and little you drive out the enemies from before you until you be increased and inherit the land. Praise God, we're going to be increased as we get stronger and stronger through the fruit of God's Word in our life, and as we drive out all of our enemies, cast out every spirit, and we will inherit our promised land. As you sow, you're going to reap, and you're going to yield the fruits of increase. Keep sowing God's Word in your heart. Keep sowing it as you speak forth the Word of God over your life, and then God's going to bring it forth in you. Now remember another principle we brought forth in Isaiah 37:31. The remnant, it says they're going to take root downward and bear fruit upward. There will be no fruit upward in your life unless the roots are established downward. You must have the root structure established in you in order to bring forth fruit in your life. It is of paramount importance that you get the Word in you. The root structure is established downward as you take the Word, hear it, and do it, and don't fall away in the time of temptation. You have to be established in the truth so you won't be tricked by the enemy or draw back when the pressure comes from any persecution or anything that he brings at you. Instead, you're going to do the Word, and that is the key to bringing forth fruit upward. In fact, the root structure has to be established before the fruit comes forth. No tree produces fruit before the root structure is established in the ground. And the same is true in you. So you got to have the Word established in you. You've got to know the Word. You see, so many Christians, they want to see fruit in their life, but they have not taken the time. They haven't paid the price to get in the Word of God and do it consistently. You've got to be a hearer and a doer of the Word if you're going to produce fruit in your life. Very important. So we got to do what God's Word says. And we're going to pick up today. The Bible talks about one thing that's important for us to be fruitful is that we bring of our tithes and offerings and give that which belongs to Him. The Bible says in Malachi 3:8, will a man rob God? He says, yet you've robbed me. But He says, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. And He said, you're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. He said, bring me all the tithes in the storehouse, that there might be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And listen to this, he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. If you are not a tither and a giver of offerings, then guess what? The devil has place. He's going to be able to devour you and destroy the fruits of your ground. You must be a tither and a giver of offerings. Then God will open the windows of heaven. He'll pour out blessings. And He also, one of the benefits of being a tither and a giver of offerings, is He will rebuke the devourer. That's the devil, for your sakes. And He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. You see, you want to see your fruit continue to remain. You don't want to see the devil come along and steal that which you've been sowing and reaping continually over a period of time and produce fruit in your life and have the word working in you in many areas. The Bible says that this enemy is going to come in and destroy the fruits of your ground. That's why you must be a tither and a giver of offerings. It goes on and says, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. Otherwise, it's not going to throw it off. Instead, we're going to see the fruit come forth in due season. The Bible says your leaf is not going to wither, and you are going to prosper in whatever you do in your life. Praise God. It's because you are obedient to God's Word. And I'll tell you, God will multiply all the seed that you sow, and He will cause you to have all of your need met. Praise God. He'll increase the fruits of righteousness too, the Bible says. When you minister seed to the sower and bread for the food, it says that He'll multiply the seed sown. He'll increase the fruits of your righteousness in your life. Praise God. But you got to be doing what the Word says. Also, another area that's important is the area of our mind, which we touched on in the last broadcast. You've got to watch your thoughts. He said that evil came upon the people in Jeremiah 6:19 because of the fruit of their thoughts, because they've not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. You must watch your thoughts. Victory or defeat will start in the mind. If you're going to think on what God says, and the fruit of your thoughts will be of the Word of God, you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord. You'll do what the Word says. But if you're allowing other negative thoughts to come in you, then you will not hearken. You will not obey and do the Word. And what happens is you are actually rejecting the Lord. You are rejecting the Word of God. When you reject the Word, you reject Jesus. You must keep your mind upon the things that are of the Lord. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. It's so important to think on the things of the Word of God. Get that negative attitude out of you and get it filled up with the Word of God. You know, the Bible says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be all caught up with these worldly things, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. Cast down those imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It's important for you to be a praiser as well. Hebrews 13:15 says that we're to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. You know, we're priests of God, and we're to offer up spiritual sacrifices today in the New Covenant. What is one of our sacrifices is the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. You should continually be praising and thanking God and worshiping Him throughout your day. Praise God. Very important. Also, your mouth is so important. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12 that a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. What is your mouth speaking? The Bible says in 13:2 of Proverbs, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. In 18:20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whatever you're speaking forth is the fruit that's going to come forth out of your life. Hey, you need to be speaking what God's Word says. Speak forth His Word, and it will bring forth life. Speak forth negatives, and you'll see the devil bring forth death. You know, the Bible says a good tree, and that's what we're to be, it brings forth fruit. It's going to bring forth good fruit. It says a good tree doesn't bring forth corrupt fruit. Neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. It all depends what kind of a tree are you. Are you a tree of righteousness, or have you allowed unrighteousness to get into you? That brings forth corrupt fruit. Keep yourself from sin, the Bible says. Every tree is known by his fruit. You're known by your fruit. The fruit in your life shows what kind of a tree you are. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. What are you depositing? That's the good treasure, the good deposit in his heart. We're to deposit the Word of God in us. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's how you can know what's in someone's heart. Just listen to what they say out of their mouth. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. I'll tell you, God wants you to be speaking the Word and doing what the Word of God says. Praise God. And you need to be fruitful as a witness for the Lord as well. You're not only going to bring forth fruit in your life, but you're going to be a vessel to bring forth fruit in others. The Bible talks about the fruit of the righteous being a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to go forth and win people unto the Lord. As we sow and we keep sowing, then there's going to be a time of reaping in people's lives. As we reap, the Bible says you receive wages and you gather fruit unto life eternal. Both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. You see, one sows and another reaps, but then the benefit of their labor comes forth when there is the harvest, praise God. God wants you to be bringing forth fruit. You're to be fruitful in everything God tells you to do. The Bible says we're supposed to walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. We're to be fruitful in every good work. We're to be increasing in the knowledge of God. I'll tell you, it's so important for you to maintain good works in your life and not be unfruitful. Are you bringing forth fruit? Are you doing what the Word says? Are you seeing fruit come forth? Do what the Word says. Abide in it, walk in it, and watch God bring it forth. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close